lot of good cars. And we would spend 30 minutes on a really going over the car thoroughly. And we found some amazing things that I would not have believed.
Like what? You mean things?
Well, we judged this car, and I had seen the car for 3 years, and I thought I knew the car. It was a 31 Aircoupe Franklin four-door sedan, beautiful thing. But when we started getting underneath it and checking in every door and every little crevice, we found things that were very, very poor quality, really. For example, and you'd never see this from inside the car, but on the older cars, the windows rolled up, of course, in the door, and the metal covered more on the outside of the window than it did the inside, meaning that when you're sitting in the car looking out the window, you can see some of the metal frame mm-hmm. on the inside. These have not been touched. As far as being repainted, they were they weren't even clean. They were the old paint. You'd never know it unless you got in the car and sat down and mm-hmm. looked out.
Mm-hmm.
But catching things like this, which to me were very interesting, I learned what to look for. Learned some things to always be sure of on that.
Well, now that's a picture of yours there, isn't it?
Yes, that's a watercolor drawing of mine.
Is it of your car?
Yes. The artist took a photograph of my car.
Are these the same artist?
No, these are just prints here from General Motors. But on this particular picture, that boy, Dick came over from Huntsville. He took pictures of about six cars in this area that we were interested in an original watercolor of our automobile. He did two for Rusty, two for Charles, one for me. So he came over and took a color photograph and went home and did this from a color photograph.
Boy, he sure did.
It was good. We had to get in a rush. He was electronic data technician with one of the firms in Huntsville when they started their problems about 3-4 years ago. He knew he was leaving this area, so we had him to do these before he left. I think he's up in Milwaukee now, but he was terrific.
That's really great with watercolor. I never understand how they can do stuff like the chrome in watercolor.
I don't either.
And to suggest the curve of the hood there and everything is what he does.
Even his shadow underneath the car is in the right proportion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good job.
I thought it was, it looks to me the same quality as these.
He says it takes him 8 hours to do one. Of course, he says he cannot sit down and do it straight because his colors have to dry before he can start with another color. But it normally takes 8 hours to draw the
Rusty
second
and
color.
Charlie satisfied with theirs?
Yes.
That's, I don't see how he could maintain that much quality.
Right, he can. One of his watercolor drawings, I'll show you downstairs, was on the back cover of the Antique Automobile Club of America magazine. He did a watercolor of I've forgotten what it was, a big car, Packard LaSalle, Cadillac, I believe. But it was on the back cover of the Antique Auto magazine, which gave him some good free publicity. But he did these about 6 months before that came out, and I think his price about tripled after that.
Yeah, you can pretty well bet it would. You don't ever have to change the oil in your car?
Oh, yes, we have to change the oil in the car.
You mean they pull out the dipstick and check to see how
dirty it is? They'll check to see if it's... can't be excessively dirty. I've had them check my dipstick.
30 minutes to go over one car. Well, when you have a show that's got 200 cars in it, are they in classes?
Right. Mm-hmm. And the judging teams are broken down. One team will
depending on the size of the show, there may be a judging team for each class. Mm-hmm. A judging team, of course, now when they really start a show, they're not going to point out but maybe a half dozen cars in a class. There may be 20, 25 cars in a class.
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk down the line and pick out maybe six point out, because they can weed out real quickly those that obviously cannot really be in the top points. So they do not point out every car.
Well, that's something like they do in the Walking Horse Show. They bring them all on there, and then the judges, at various times, they just ride around the ring, as I recall, and the judges tell them to stand down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they let them ride a little bit more, and they tell a couple more to stand
down. Keep narrowing it down.
Yeah. And then they will let the rest of the horses go and take these that they have told to stand out and have them go. That, I see. Well, I don't know why it didn't dawn on me they could do that with cars, too. What about the type of stuff that they used to burn in the old lamps?
The old kerosene lamp?
Okay.
One on the mind.
You ever hear it?